this is a really sensitive topic.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody gets sick, emergency, non-emergency, and you get a 42-page bill, and you're like, oh, this worked out. And then 6 days later, you get another bill.
That's right.
It's like, hello.
Yep.
We've all been there.
Sure, we have. And, you know, there was some legislation passed, Tom, called the surprise billing rule. And we're starting to get some details here. And I'm not sure who's necessarily coming out on top, but I know who has the answers. That's Sarah Hansard. She's a Bloomberg Law healthcare reporter. So, Sarah, this is really, as Tom mentioned, really important to just about everybody out there who's ever been in an emergency room or has gotten a surprise bill from some anesthesiologist who maybe wasn't in the network. Talk to us about this No Surprises Act. What are we learning?
Well, the agencies, the Biden administration, has just come out with their first rule to implement the No Surprises Act that Congress passed at the end of last year. And so far, the employer groups and employers pay the biggest chunk of everybody's bills are pretty happy with it. They've defined the payment amount that has to be used. This is the amount on which the patient's share of the bill is calculated, and it's also the amount that arbitrators are going to have to consider. But the biggest rule is yet to come later this year, and that's the rule that will deal with the independent dispute resolution process, where they're going to tell arbitrators or give them some guidance on, you know, how they have to calculate disputed amounts. And that's going to be a big thing, because in some states, such as New York, where they let the where they told the arbitrators to consider billing charges, The payments have come in very high, and that raises your premiums and everything.
Are the surprise bills legitimate bills?
Well, as of right now, yes, they are, because there hasn't been any law to stop them, at least at the federal level.
Yeah, but if I'm in a given hospital, and as Paul mentions, anesthesia is involved or something like that,
right,
and 7 days later, after you get the main bill, that's all covered, health insurer, there's a surprise bill from an anesthesiologist for $3,422. Are people saying that's not a legitimate bill?
Well, when you say legitimate, is it legal? I mean, as of right now, if you have...
Well, that's a fee for the guy to work for 47 minutes, saving somebody's life.
I mean, I think there's a legitimate question about why health insurers have been signing contracts with hospitals that hire out-of-network anesthesiologists, emergency room doctors, radiologists, and pathologists and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But they have been. It's legal. It will be legal until the end of this year. As of next year, it's going to be controlled. Some states have passed laws, but the state laws only apply to fully insured plans, and that's not most health plans. Most health plans are with big self-insured companies like Bloomberg. In those cases, they haven't been able to control them, but now they will start controlling them as of 2022.
Well, I guess, for patients and their insurers, it's in everybody's interest to get some control over this, because the surprise factor is, again, as the word is, it's a surprise to everybody,
right,
and it's not something you budgeted for. And how did we get to this point?
I think that this is just the constant evolution of our healthcare system. There's been a lot of equity-owned companies, Team Health and Envision Healthcare are the big ones that are always named, that have figured out they can buy doctors groups. And then in the past, what they've done is they've pulled them out of insurance networks so that they can send these surprise bills. Now, I think that more of them are in networks now, but even so, the rate that they contract with the health insurance is still pretty high, and that will affect your premiums and your out-of-pocket costs.
Very quickly, what do the doctors say?
The doctors haven't said very much, but they're warning that, if you get the providers' rates down too much, it'll lead to consolidation. Now, that's another story or another issue, but, so they're... everybody's saying, now they're all now looking to the arbitration rule that's going to come out later this year and see what the administration does with that.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you so much. Great brief. Sarah Hansard there with Complexity.